Jerry Bader Show 1006, the Eagles Hotel California, Jason's Classic Cut on a Tuesday, which we're going to cut a little shorter than we typically do because we need to get to something straight away. Dan Bice has a piece in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, actually online at jsonline.com. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke is changing her resume again. In response to questions from the Journal Sentinel, Burke spokesman Joe Zepecki says he erred when he told the paper last year that Burke began working for Trek Bicycle in 1991. Burke is running against Republican Governor Scott Walker. Now it appears that Zepecki's last correction, blamed on a typo, needs to be corrected. His last correction, blamed on a typo, needs to be corrected. In other words, they're changing the story again. Burke actually started at her family's company a year earlier than Zepecki said. He said Burke also lost money on rental property in that same year, offsetting any income from Trek. It's an honest mistake discovered after uncovering the expired passport she used nearly 25 years ago. He said, we're correcting it. Originally, Burke's Facebook page and other sources said she left New York, where she co-founded the company Manhattan Intelligence, and joined Trek in 1990 as director of European operations. But that didn't explain why she paid no state income taxes the first year she was with the firm. Records show she paid the state about $2,800 in 1991, but nothing the next 2 years. Asked about this, Zepecki said that work history contained a typo. She actually left New York and started working for Trek in 1991, a year later than she previously indicated. I understand this gets into minutia, but as Bice reports, fair enough, but now Zepecki is back with more changes. According to Zepecki, Burke, 54, actually sold Manhattan Intelligence April 1st, 1990, just days after the New York Times did a short feature on it. Then she started working for Trek U.S. that same year. If so, why didn't she pay any Wisconsin income taxes then? Well, she had her partial year tax liability to the state was offset due to things like losses on a rental property she owned. All right, this gets very confusing. They corrected it, and they've corrected the correction. However, as Bice writes, Burke's typos are adding up, already six in just 5 months, and it's difficult to see them as anything but strategic manipulations of the truth, said Joe Fadness, executive director of the state Republican Party, who joins us now live on the phone. Joe, good morning.
Jerry, good morning.
Okay, to the casual observer, all right, so she screwed up on a date here and there. Why is this significant in the campaign?
Jerry, this is incredibly significant, and it's not just one isolated incident. As we said, this is the sixth time in literally only 5 months of running that she's making changes to her story, literally falsifying her story as part of this elaborate cover-up. It's a trend, and I think voters should be alarmed. And really, when you look back at it, this all started the first day of her campaign. In her announcement video, you might recall that she claimed that when she was Commerce Secretary, she helped Uline bring jobs to Wisconsin. Well, that same day, the owner of Uline said it wasn't true and he had never met her. You know, beyond that, she had left the Madison School Board portion of her resume off her campaign website, running for Madison. We understand why she's doing it, but it was yet another cover-up and it changed her story as she tries to mask who she really is to voters.
Yeah,
she even took credit, you might remember recently, took credit for her father building Trek in a barn. She said it was her who did it at the age of 17. And so time and again, but this one's a bit more serious. This one here gets to the point that at several various points in her career, she didn't pay taxes. And as she tries to dodge the reasoning and the answer behind that, she's trying to figure out how she can continue to tweak her resume. First, it was I was at Trek in 1990. For a decade, she used a resume that said from 90 to 93, she was at Trek. Well, that wasn't convenient with the lack of tax payments in the early 90s, and so they changed it. They not only changed her resume, they went out of their way to tweak her personal Facebook page and other online means to say, no, it was 1991. Just now, for them to once again say, we had it right the first time, it was 1990. So this is a series. It isn't just one thing. This is a larger issue the Burke campaign has to deal with.
Yeah, and here's where I get a little confused on this. If they put it back to 1990, then doesn't that put in question the reason they changed it in the first place? You know what I'm saying? Then how are they explaining that? You know what
well,
I mean?
Think you're right. I think you're right about that, and this raises even more questions that we have to get to the bottom of. At first, it was an accountant misunderstanding. In the Bice piece, though, you read that it was actually a passport that was the root of the problem. So I think they talked their way into more problems with their explanation.
You call this all part of an elaborate cover-up. Cover-up of what?
It is very difficult right now for voters to know who the real Mary Burke is. Not only does she have several resume changes, six in the last 5 months, her first TV ad was rated a pants-on-fire lie by PolitiFact, a lie basing her campaign on something that's not factual. Beyond that, she doesn't have a jobs plan. She won't tell you where she stands on the issues. It's all part of this no-promises campaign. So they're trying to run at 30,000 feet to not really tell voters who they are, hoping they'll get a pass. We think it's wrong, and we think it's time she starts answering questions.
I want to, by the way, talking with Joe Fadness of the State Republican Party's executive director, I'm going to go back to the false ad where she claimed that joblessness rose under Scott Walker. I think a lot of even conservative observers were stunned that she would launch with such an obvious lie. And people are wondering why. Quite frankly, Joe, the most rational explanation, it looks like a very desperate move very early in the campaign.
Well, here's what they're not telling you. The only time over the last 25 years when the Wisconsin unemployment rate was above the national average was when Mary Burke was secretary. That's a fact. Now, you couple that with the fact that as part of the Doyle Burke administration, in the last term alone, 133,000 jobs were lost and 27,000 businesses fled the state. They've got a lot to be worried about. Now, you couple that with us here, over 107,000 jobs and 15,000 businesses. Sure, they're desperate.
As you went through all of the misrepresentations on her part, there's a huge one out there that, to my knowledge, still hasn't been resolved. Her incredible claim of how she grew sales when she oversaw the European division. Do you know anyone continuing to push her on that?
I know PolitiFact had a piece out this morning, and folks are still trying to get to the answer of it. And I think that stories like today from Bice are going to continue raising questions about, is she telling us the truth? And if not, what is the truth?
All right. That is Joe Fadness, Executive Director of the State Republican Party of Wisconsin. Joe, thanks for joining us.
One more thing, Jerry.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
And visit MaryBurkeResume.com for the latest. MaryBurkeResume.com is the website where you can go to not only hear about the changes they talked about today, but keep tabs on what she's telling us.
And it's amazing that you need a website to continue to update someone's past resume.
That's right.
Joe, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jerry. Take care.
Appreciate it. This is a big deal, and the reason I had Joe come on is the Republican Party has been doing a good job of following this. A past resume really shouldn't be a living document. Your current resume can be. You update your resume going forward. And he brought up in the news release, they brought up Wendy Davis, who's done in Texas gubernatorial candidate, who's done the same revisionist history. I will tell you that I have heard privately from some, and I'm not saying that this is everybody, from some Democratic operatives who are scared bleepless of this. They think she is a ticking bomb, and they think she is a disaster as a candidate. I almost hate sharing that because you don't want to get overly optimistic. But I do think it's desperation. This is where a lot of people are surprised. All right, the Republican Governors Association runs a campaign trying to define her. She finally starts spending money, and again, we're told she's going to spend $7 to $10 million of her own money. And she starts out with just a bald-faced lie, which is so easily outed as a lie. It's completely dishonest the way they tried to get there. And I'm not afraid. I'm telling you, anyone who can spend that much of her own money is formidable. Don't get me wrong. But she looks like a complete loser of a candidate. And I just, at this juncture, I just wonder how many Democrats are nervous that Mike Tate of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin anointed her, cleared the field. Now, granted, the obstacles that he moved off the field weren't all that impressive. I will grant you that. Kathleen Vinaut wasn't going to be a serious competitor to Mary Burke. But there might be other people who wouldn't even consider it because they knew she had been anointed. Mike Tate, I don't know if he's sharp enough to be quaking in his boots, but he should be quaking in his boots. She has been a disaster since officially entering the race. Her numbers have gone backwards since entering the race. That's never a good thing. When she was the shiny object on the sideline, Democrats were more interested in her. Now that she's on the field, not so much. Again, I don't want to get overly excited about it. By the way, there's more bad news for Mary Burke. We'll get to that in 5 minutes. It's 10:17.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.
Mike and